You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Some coffee.
We love the coffee. We really haven't pushed coffee much on this program.
We haven't seen the coffee guy lately.
I just saw him walk in.
Wait, really?
Right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
got in through the back door?
Yeah, I think he's.
No.
Who wants coffee?
Why did I say?
I just made a fresh pot.
I know he did.
Does anybody want coffee?
No one ever gets it.
Over here.
Does anybody want coffee?
The studio is right here.
Do you want coffee?
This way.
I just made coffee.
You did.
Does anybody want coffee?
You know what?
Hey, you got any decaf?
We've been playing down coffee just a little bit because Gordy can't have all that caffeine
anymore.
Yeah,
it's not good for me anymore.
And not only that, we thought the taxes, the tariff, would raise the price of coffee to the point where we can't drink it anymore.
It's already too high. The prices are already skyrocketing.
Well,
and now the tariffs on top of that?
I know,
forget about it.
It's not working, you know.
It's not working for me.
Okay, let's...
Let's get into
something.
I did have something here. It's 7 minutes past the hour, and I want to remind everybody that you might want to go to the Brewers game that's coming up on the 29th of this month. The Cubs are taking on the Brewers at AmFam Field, and you could be going with John and Gordy. You could meet us there at AmFam Field. Because we've got tickets to give away. How do you win those tickets? You go to WMDXradio.com and you look at the top of the page there and you dial around until you find our logo there with the Brewers game. There it is, Cubs Brewers Day at the park. You push that button. It's all brought to us by Downdrin's Distillery, by the way. They're our sponsors, and we will feed you at the ballpark, and we will get you drinks. Dom will be our go-to guy for all the food and drinks for our guests.
Okay, what?
You'll be sitting. You didn't know that? That was part of the deal, buddy.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hey, get me a coffee, will you?
We got a pair of tickets, and you could win them. Just enter. Enter. Just go to WMDXradio.com, and you could be going to the game.
Yes.
Meet us there.
See, it's not so much
we'll get
that
you the tickets.
You're going with John and Gordy. It's you're really going to see the Cubs.
The Cubs. I'm a big Cubs fan. So is your wife, Ann.
I know. We'll
be wearing all of our Cubs gear. You're a big Brewers fan. Dom, what are you? You grew up in Chicago.
I'm a White Sox fan.
You're a White Sox fan. So for this game, you will be a Brewers fan.
I will be, yes.
All right.
Yep.
All right. But it doesn't matter if you're a Cubs fan or a Brewers fan. You can enter the contest, and we'll let you know if you win, okay? We're going to pick somebody in the next few days.
All right, let's get to the big story here. One of the big stories, this is something held over from last hour we didn't get to, but I'm going to get to it now. The Supreme Court let Trump proceed with the massive layoffs of the Education Department. This is outrageous and ridiculous. He has no power to do this.
Well, the Supreme Court's given him that power.
This is Congress. This is their responsibility.
Right.
They doled out the money. They decided this is what is needed. The number of people there in the Department of Education, all of it is up to Congress. It isn't up to the president. And yet, for some reason, the Supreme Court has decided to let Trump fire everybody and downsize the Department of Education because this is part of their agenda. We really have to look at this at the bottom line here. They are playing along with the administration totally. Totally. I heard this report where on the shadow docket, the most important issues that Trump has asked the Supreme Court to deal with, 15 out of 15 were ruled in favor of Trump.
Yeah.
That's not a coincidence.
No. He's got
these
all
guys
the
are
power,
working together, and that's why they're taking all these cases to the Supreme Court, because they know they have it made.
Yeah.
And this is just another outrage. I mean, we got to do something about the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is destroying this country, and they're unelected.
Right.
These are unelected bureaucrats.
Right.
In the judicial branch, and they're making all the decisions, and everything is final with them.
And Trump is getting more and more power as a dictator.
Yeah.
He's already a dictator. It's done. He's got it.
He's given him all of this power.
And how much more power can he possibly have?
But they are giving him more power. And that's the whole thing. And by the way, this is in the lower courts. This is still going through the lower courts.
Right.
So the Supreme Court is making it so impossible to at least reverse any of this if indeed these lower courts end up at the Supreme Court level and decide that he doesn't have this power. It's impossible to make this good again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, the three liberal justices dissented in this.
Yeah, they had something to say.
They have something to say. The other guys, there's no word. They just made it up. You know, it's, again, the shadow docket.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court lifted the injunction on a Boston Boston holdup on that. The judge found that that's why he held this up, prevented Trump from doing this. The judge found that the staff cuts were so drastic they would prevent the department from carrying out duties mandated by Congress. He also said the mass firings appeared to be part of Trump's plan to eliminate the Education Department entirely, despite a lack of congressional authorization to do so.
Right.
And so here, this is from Sonia Sotomayor. She wrote this, and all the other justices joined on in the liberal side. They said, when the executive publicly announces its intent to break the law and then executes on that promise, it is the judiciary's duty to check that lawlessness, not expedite it. No kidding.
Yeah.
This is just
what they should be doing.
Just nothing that we can do at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just total helplessness on this.
Mm-hmm. And the Congress is no help at all.
Yeah.
None. I mean, they can't do anything.
It's just ridiculous. And I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to have to try and do something.
Mm-hmm.
I know at least, you know, the Democrats, very low in the polling, but at the same time, if they picked up an agenda, and I think this is how it should work out, we should have a Project 2026 for the Democrats and make the agenda very, very clear. Now, Democrats are doing a really good job of, you know, punching at the administration, getting out there and making their points known.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they've got to have an agenda that they can push now, not react to later on. Party has to do something now. And I think, you know, universal health care is one of the issues that we've talked about a number of times on this show.
Mm-hmm. They do need to do something immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come up with something. Get it together. Okay, let's go to the phones. Dick is on the line. Good morning, Dick. What do you got for us today?
Can I clean something up? I said yesterday I was turned out to be totally wrong about the Epstein thing.
Sure.
Because all of these people have fell in line now. MSNBC this morning opened with it for 10 minutes. And now all these people that were just going nuts over the weekend, they're all, it's all good. So I guess what I would derive from that is that how do you know when you're in the throes of full-blown, you know, authoritarian rule?
Right.
And here's what they're saying he said. Apparently he said, I'm effing pissed. And that shut the door on everything.
Mm. Wow.
So,
yeah. So did you just say that MSNBC went along with maybe shutting this down and letting it go?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
He was going crazy, Scarborough, over the whole thing and saying, are you nuts?
Yeah.
And Axios, I think, is
Axios,
Wisconsin. Yeah, they were the ones reporting. He just said a couple or three words. I'm pissed.
Wow.
And I think the effing word, too. And then that's all. It's all over and done. All these people that were going crazy 48 hours ago and wanted, you know, heads to roll, they're fine with everything now.
Yeah, they just want to drop it.
Well, you know, again, you know, Dick, this is the Let It Die Down edition of the John and Gordy Morning Show, and I think we jumped on this a little too early.
It's not gonna
just die down. Okay, Dick, well, thanks for bringing it up. All right.
Thank you, Dick.
Okay. Let's get to another. This is a huge story. We talked about white nationalism earlier. Mm-hmm. All right. I want you to get cut 73 ready. This is a big story. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins doesn't understand what the farmers need. She's the Ag Secretary, and she's completely clueless about farmers. You know, they need year-round labor, and we have immigrant labor out there in the farms.
Mm-hmm.
And they need visas and passes to get out there and work and do this and work toward citizenship. What the hell, right? I mean, these people are helping us supply our food chain.
It's been that way for decades.
Absolutely. And I don't know why they're so... Well, I know why. Because they only want white people in this country. Mm. You got to hear this. This is Brooke Rollins, Ag Secretary, talking about this very issue. Listen.
But ultimately, we have to move to a 100% American workforce. Now, a lot of this, Larry, I think you can appreciate, can be solved through automation. We are looking at that very closely and working with a lot of our great farmers around the country, but also ensuring we've got so many job openings in America. Mm-hmm. It actually may even go back to what Secretary Kennedy was talking about, the able-bodied men and women in America who are not working today. Now, will they be filling all of the farm openings? No, probably not. But this idea of dignity of work. Larry, you and I talked about a lot in the first Trump term. Mm. It's time to return to that theme and that great righteous vision of every man and woman in America having a job and having the ability to provide for their family. So there are a lot of solutions on the table, and we're moving forward.
Well, that's a wonderful way to move forward. Oh, it's very righteous. Very righteous, Brooke. Wow. Boy, you know, it sounds so great. A father like me that would love to see my sons picking lettuce whenever they can, you know, between jobs of video editing and game board creation, you know, their dreams, the things they want to do. Instead, I think they should get out in the fields and pick lettuce. Now, that's a worthwhile job. Now, that has integrity right there. And, hey, maybe soon
hard work.
Fired Department of Education employees would like to hit the sun-drenched fields picking vegetables.
What the hell?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they'll be looking for work here.
They hate people from outside this country so much that they would much rather kick them out. Mm-hmm. And they're going through these farms. They're you know, ejecting the immigrants.
Yeah.
And they want, you know, what's first here? You know, the cart or the horse, right?
Well,
I mean, you're going to kick them out first and then say, you know, to the white people out there that are sitting around on their couches playing video games, get out there in the fields and pick the vegetables.
Yeah, why not?
That's not going to happen.
No, it's not.
There's a reason why the kids aren't out there doing the field work.
Well, yes.
All right? Yeah. And here's the other thing, too. Once we make this legal, we can also protect the labor out in the fields. All immigrants out in the fields, they'll be protected with laws so they're not taken advantage of and working for low wages.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do a lot for them as well.
Exactly, yes. All right. When we come back, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot, find out how hot it's going to get today. And apparently the dew points are up, John. I know you're obsessed with the dew points,
yeah.
But they are up. It's going to be hot, humid, sticky. We'll get all of it from Brittany Merlot coming up next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Let's
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Oh, Mary Jane, take me away from all this. Mary Jane, take me away from all this.
WMDX, 92.7. John and Gordy in the Morning. Mary Jane has taken us all away from this.
Okay.
You know, I was going to try. What? I was going to try some THC stuff.
Really?
That we
some
got.
Legal stuff?
Yeah. To go to sleep at night.
Oh,
my
yeah.
sleep has not been as solid as it could be.
Really?
And I was going to try that.
It's yeah, some gummies to, or something? Or
no, it's that taffy.
Oh, the taffy. Yeah, we got that. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to try that.
Well, let us know how that goes.
Yeah, well, okay, thanks.
7:23. Sunshine today. We'll get to the weather here in just a moment with Brittany Merlot, but let me just mention this portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. Go to their excellent website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. You can take an initial hearing test right there and then set up an appointment or give them a call, 608-249-4077. That's 608-249-4077. They're helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. That's Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Okay, let's get to the weather.
Yes.
It's going to be hot and humid again today. Things are going to heat up. And Brittany Merlot has got the latest on it.
It's worse where Brittany is.
I know.
In Wausau.
Yes, Wausau.
It's crazy.
Good morning, Brittany.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. I mean, it's already, what, 70 degrees outside?
Yes.
Nice and mild. So you know we've got a ways to go. Our relative humidity, I'm at 92%. You're at 88%.
Wow.
It is gross out there. My hair is frizzing.
Your hair
John
is frizzing.
John pointed that out earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
One of those days. Yes, it is. But, you know, highs will be about 87 degrees, and I think with the heat index, because those dew points in the low 70s again today, it is going to be feeling more like the low 90s. And we put that on repeat for tomorrow, too. So 2 days in a row, you might want to go splash around in the lake or something to cool off because,
Yeah.
You were calling it swamp weather earlier.
Yeah, the dew point is 66 here currently. So that's up there. That is way up there. And then you have to look out for the dangerous
haze?
In the water.
Oh, the algae?
The algae.
Yeah.
Some beaches are closed down because of it.
Yeah.
It eats your skin away, I understand.
What?
It doesn't eat your skin.
I think it's flesh-eating algae.
Okay.
I've seen too many science fiction movies.
We would have, like, rope. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like this today and tomorrow, and then what? Is it going to, we've got rain coming?
Changes.
Of course.
We sure do. We've got a front that's sitting right in northwest Wisconsin still right now. It is going to be sagging through tonight. So far north, they're going to have some severe storms. We're going to be okay today, but then tomorrow afternoon, it moves our way. So I'm looking at the timing around 3 o'clock or so.
Mm-hmm.
Storms start to spark up. We'll definitely get a wave again, probably at 6. Maybe another one around 8 or 9. It should clear the area by midnight, and then a few showers want to linger on Thursday morning. Now, what it's going to do is bring some heavy, heavy rainfall, another 1 to 2 inches of rainfall. So flooding potential, flash flooding as it's going on is still a risk. Then we're also looking at damaging wind gusts with these. One line will definitely pack a punch, possibly. And then some of those storms out ahead earlier in the afternoon, 3 o'clock, those could get tornado warned. So tomorrow's going to be an active day.
Wow.
Because we've got all this heat and humidity. And let me tell you what's right behind it.
Yeah.
Comfortable, dry temperatures. Our highs on Thursday, only about 70 degrees.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good. Right. That's something to look forward to, finally.
Guess I'm not going to move after all. I'll stay in Madison.
Okay.
Yeah, and Friday looks fantastic. So comfortable in the mid-70s. So
excellent.
The front will cause a little bit of drama first, but then it will be refreshing behind it.
Drama.
Mom Nature gets to be a little dramatic every once in a while.
I'm trying to be light about it. I don't want to say damage yet. Hopefully nothing happens.
Let's hope.
Okay, Brittany.
Yes.
Brittany, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Have a good day. That's Brittany Merlot, our chief meteorologist.
Well, we got a text here from Doug, rural Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Populations and Republicans are more often than not negative about Wisconsin's largest cities. How about some interviews about how the Port of Milwaukee benefits Wisconsin's agriculture? The Port of Milwaukee is Wisconsin's agricultural delivery system to the world. It's huge. So there you go.
Well, that makes it. Yeah, that's a good point. We should focus in on that a little bit more.
Yeah, we're talking about making the field workers all American. Wow, what a thing to do.
How's that going
to
work?
Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention this. Borders are Tom Homan. wants one good reason that kids and seniors can't pick lettuce instead.
Really?
No, he really did.
He said it out loud.
Say that.
Oh.
Yes.
Kids and seniors, head out to the fields.
That's part of our retirement
Tom
plan
Holm,
now.
That guy's a piece of work, isn't he?
Jeez. What's happening, you know?
I don't
and
know.
And we got to put up with these people for some clear reason. I don't know why, but we have to put up with them.
That's
okay,
I've got
this weird story, all right? House GOP is raising money now, joking about alligator Alcatraz. The National Republican Committee sent out a mailer that said it features an image of a T-shirt and an alligator wearing sunglasses in a moat and a baseball cap with ice on it. Listen to this.
Okay.
Ice on it. Atop the image, it says alligator Alcatraz. Underneath it, it reads ice with a bite.
Oh, okay, go. I get it.
Yeah, there
That's
you go.
Cute.
So anyway,
this is getting too real. It's getting too real.
I mean, here the Daytonians don't have any water for showers. Bright lights are on all the time. Rampant mosquitoes, maggots in their food. Days without prescription medication.
Worms in their food.
Yes, yeah. And it's flooded with fecal matter water at their
Wonderful.
Feet. Yeah,
it's great. Yeah, and many of them are there with no cause really no. No record of anything that they've done wrong.
Well,
just
maybe
swept off the streets and put in cages.
Maybe they get to wear the T-shirts with the alligators on it and ice with a bite.
Yeah. No due process.
Wow.
And apparently no hope for the future.
And a lot of them haven't committed any crimes.
Mm-hmm. 29 minutes past the hour. When we come back, we're going to talk with Matt Trammell about Maxwell Street Days coming up in Madison. Stay with us.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning. Check out the Civic Media app if you will, and text us or voice note us as well.
Mm-hmm. You can also give us a call, 608-879-8255. Beautiful sunshine today, but it's going to heat up to the upper 80s, and it's going to feel more humid as the day goes on. Right now, 68 degrees. And this portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. The accessory sale continues. It's their 4th of July sales event, but it's going on throughout the month. You can save all kinds of money. Save up to $250 off their most luxurious mattress. And also, those adjustable bed frames, those are on sale at 30 to 50% off. Go to Verlo Mattress. Verlo.com is their website. Or check them out on the east side or the west side. That's a Verlo mattress.
I just want to mention at this point that this is the day after my birthday, and I'm still celebrating. So I just want everybody to know that if they have any celebration comments they'd like to send me, that's fine.
Really?
Again, it's day two of the John and celebration of
Why
John's
am I
birthday.
Attached to it? It's all your birthday.
Your birthday before,
last,
you know?
Last week was my birthday.
Well, we had to celebrate all week because of that.
Now, well, you celebrated by buying yourself a new car, you know?
Well,
so why should anybody, you know, send you any more comments? You're the biggest celebrator of yourself. Bought yourself a car.
I did buy a car.
Did you drive it here today, by the way?
No.
Still not why are you not driving it yet?
I was going to do it tomorrow, but, you know, maybe. You know,
is there an insurance problem or
something? Here's the thing. My wife didn't want the car, and everybody thought Dad's just buying more stuff, you know, impulse buying an EV.
Yeah?
Well, I'll tell you what.
What's the problem?
Now they want to drive the car. It's their car, not mine anymore.
I thought they didn't want it.
Yeah, now they do because it's so wonderful.
Right,
it's just incredible to drive.
Well, listen, we could go on and on about your personal life, but we've got to move on.
Well, no one cares about my personal life. Hey, oh, by the way, yeah, I want to mention Doug, who's working for us in St. Francis, Milwaukee, says morning radio personalities only work a couple of hours a day. They could pick lettuce after their show.
Yes. Well, I'll pick up a little extra coin that way. Sure.
Yeah. Hey, that's not
help
a bad
out
idea.
The situation. Okay. Let's get to our, Doug. Can we move on here?
Okay. Let's move on.
Okay.
To our guest.
Yes. Matt Trammell is with us this morning. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Okay.
Thanks for having me back.
Matt is the executive director of Madison Central Improvement District, and we're here to talk about Maxwell Street Days. It's coming up just a couple of days from now, right?
Yeah. Coming up Thursday through Sunday on State Street. Yeah, yes. Maxwell Street Days is back.
Now, it's back. It took a hiatus there for a while.
Well, it may have taken a hiatus maybe in 2020, but this is the 48th annual event. So, it's been around for a long time. It's a mainstay of our State Street community and downtown community, and really an exciting opportunity for all the small businesses. Roughly 55 of them participating in this event. So it's a huge sidewalk sale / bazaar. And they're excited to get out there and have everybody down.
And that's right.
It's right here in our neighborhood, all along State Street, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's live music on Saturday and in Peace Park, the Ana La Puerta trio. She's amazing from 4 to 6 p.m. Okay. There'll be food everywhere, of course, all the great restaurants on State Street. And there's some face painting activities in Peace Park on Sunday. So fun for the whole family, really.
For the kids, too. Yeah. And, one of the great things is you're going to have great weather. We just heard from Brittany Merlot that the weather's going to be fantastic starting on Thursday. So what the heck?
Exactly. Yeah. It looks like it's going to be great. The heat's going to clear out. And, it should be a great weekend downtown.
Yeah, you don't have to walk into each and every building.
No,
you can just walk along the sidewalk. Everybody's store stuff is out there on the sidewalk for everybody to see. So
exactly. They bring it right out to the street. The street is going to be closed for 4 days to all cars and buses. So the pedestrians take over again, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to stroll right down the middle of State Street.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun because, as you mentioned, a number of street musicians will be out there, not only at Peace Park, but also along all
there'll
up
be buskers
and down.
Everywhere. That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have to pay a fee, do they? Or do they?
They do.
For this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, they do. Yep.
Do you know what that is or how much that is?
I don't. It's very low.
It's a nominal fee.
$15 or $20. Yeah. It's very low. Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a good deal.
Yeah.
So lots of food, too, up and down the street.
Yeah,
a lot of the restaurants participating.
The restaurants certainly will be out. Yep. Yeah. No food trucks, but the businesses will all be out. Yep.
Okay. And lots of sale items, I imagine.
Sale items. It's a really big, it's kind of like a mid-year clearing out, if you will, for all of the retailers. And, of course, they're already thinking toward the holidays and everything that they're going to be, showcasing at that time.
Mm-hmm.
It really gives them an opportunity to get a lot of their inventory out onto the street. So they'll be amazing deals. So it really is a nice opportunity for everybody to come out and not only have fun in the community, but pick up some savings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But, it's such a great community event. I mean, you get to see other Madisonians heading down here, and it's, a lot of the students aren't here anymore, so you don't have to worry about
Oh, they will be
that.
Back.
Yeah, they will.
Mid-August is right around the corner.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
It is a really great time to be out in the community. I mean, there's nothing better than we do down here than community and really getting everybody out, having a good time, showing our love for those local businesses. And
you got new local businesses opening up down here.
Yep.
There are a few storefronts that are being filled.
Yep.
Tell us about some of that.
There's a few new restaurants on State Street. In fact, we've had 26 new businesses open across the entire Business Improvement District since the beginning of the year.
Really?
Wow.
We had roughly 25 open all of last year in 2024. So we've actually exceeded that pace so far about halfway through the year. So we do see a lot of new business activity down here. We know that the pedestrian levels and foot traffic is back to where it was pre-pandemic, and essentially the occupancy rate for the entire Business Improvement District is roughly 91.5% to 92%.
Mm-hmm.
So that's again back to where it was pre-pandemic.
That's great.
Yeah.
So Thursday through Sunday.
What
are the hours?
9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then a little bit of an alter on Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. All right. Well,
I mean, this
deal.
Is truly the lifeblood of Madison here, and this is what makes us what we are.
It is.
The stores.
I mean, and the stores on State Street, many of them, long time stalwarts of the community. But I think there's something unique that it really is local owned businesses for the most part. The vast majority, 80% of the businesses in the Business Improvement District are locally owned single store buildings. And so really it's if you really want to kind of embrace that culture of crafters and makers and all of the things that make Madison great, State Street is definitely the place to do that. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're still trying to get the John and Gordy merch store up and running, but you know,
I'm sure that can be arranged. There's still a couple of spaces down there that are available.
Yeah, wow.
Right. I can connect you with a realtor if you need that.
You really? Right. Okay. Well, all right. Yeah, we'll have our business manager contact you, and we'll see what
anytime.
Happens. Okay.
We've got the John and Gordy plates all ready to go.
Yeah. I think those will be hot sellers.
Well, yeah, and we've got some new flatware items we're working on, too. Sporks.
That's right. The sporks, you know, or at least sporks with a little spoon-like feel to them.
Perhaps you could start with merchandising that at the night market and see how that goes. See how that goes, and then maybe you could graduate to renting your own space on State Street.
There you go.
Right. That's right. We should mention the night market comes back in August, right?
August 21st. That's correct. Okay. Yep, Thursday, August 21st, and that's always exciting too because the students will have just been back in town.
Right.
So again, you know, everything will be, you know, for everybody who says that, you know, things really died down in the summer down here. Really see that as much. I mean, certainly there's some. Yeah. A little bit, but you know, really, it's a lively place. And when they come back, it's going to be that much more.
Well,
we
mentioned it.
We got the farmers market. Yeah. We got concerts on the square.
I mean, on and on. Tomorrow night's concerts on
without
the square.
Without the students,
this weekend was art fair on the square. Another amazing.
There's
event.
A lot more parking now. You know, you can really kind of get around, and that should bring a lot of people into the city. Again.
There is. I do hear that at times that some people don't think there's enough parking down. There's actually. Lots of parking down here.
Yeah.
It is at times hiding in plain sight. You can always go to our website and check that out. But there is actually quite a bit of parking.
By the way, people should use the apps.
The parking apps
are fantastic.
That is true. And again, like if you just go to visitdowntownmadison.com, you can find out where all of the parking is available and in real time check the city's lots.
Downtownmadison.com, right?
Visit downtown Madison, but for this weekend, for Maxwell Street Days, to find out all the vendors who are going to be there, all the other details, that's maxwellstreetdays.org.
Okay. And we should mention, concerts on the square tomorrow night, because of the weather maybe being a concern, there might be some pretty good chance that there's going to be rain or storms, but you can do it on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
If it
so there's
rained out.
So, that actually is an event that the bid produces, however, in close contact with their organizers. And they always have a backup date, which is always the next day. If you just follow their news, and if they call that, they usually call it. Relatively early in the
about
day.
3 o'clock or so.
Yeah.
Something like
but,
that.
But I know they're rain or shine until they absolutely cannot be. So just pay attention to their feeds.
Okay. Right. But once again, Maxwell Street Days, Thursday through Sunday. And the website one more time.
MaxwellStreetDays.org.
All right.
Matt Trammell, always great to see you.
Great to see you, too. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, come back again.
Okay, I will.
All right, we'll talk to you probably around the next time for Night Market.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Can't wait to come back.
Excellent. Right. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Very good. Hey, we want to remind you, you can win a pizza party with John and Gordy and Sugar River Pizza. That's right. We've both been nominated, John and Gordy and Sugar River Pizza. We're both up for the Madison Magazine Best of Madison. So to help celebrate our nominations, we've teamed up with Sugar River Pizza to create some pizza parties at workplaces around Madison. It's easy to enter. Just go to WMDXradio.com. And enter, look at the banner there, and when you see Win a Pizza Party with John and Gordy, you can enter your workplace or office place for a pizza party.
That's
courtesy of Sugar River Pizza.
We're anticipating winning the Best of Madison, just to let you know.
We're in the finals. But we won't know until end of September. They don't announce the winners until the October issue of Madison Magazine, which comes out toward the end of September. So we're on pins and needles till then.
I know.
You ever been on pins and needles before, John?
What kind of question is that?
It's not comfortable.
Is that a Dave Clark 5 song?
Pins and needles? No, there was a song like that.
Dusty Springfield?
Sure.
All right. Never mind. I can go forever on this thing.
Mr. Music
Somebody thought
trivia
I,
guy?
I might have gotten a Tesla. I did not get a Tesla. It's a Kia.
Kia.
EV6.
Yeah.
The high-tech package.
Okay.
With not too easy manuals to read through.
And is it a stick shift?
No. There's no shift.
There's no shift at all. There's just a big knob, right?
Yeah, a knob that goes to reverse park and drive.
Yeah. Does it have a steering wheel or is it a joystick?
It still has a steering wheel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gives you that old-time feel.
Is that a air conditioner? Okay, never mind.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Okay. It doesn't matter.
All right.
All right.
What do we got here?
I have something here.
Yeah?
We only have a minute.
Thanks, Tom.
Just rubbing all over the party here.
All right, here we go. Well, okay. And you got to consider...
What time
just keeps checking off, and I keep losing more and more time. All right,
the clock continues to tick. So.
We got stuff coming up. Okay, I want to get to something that Breitbart is pushing. Okay,
Breitbart
hasn't forgotten about the word Antifa, so they decided to use Antifa over and over again in one of their stories. And I just want to warn you Antifa really isn't out there, but they're saying it is.
Okay, we'll have more on that.
Yes,
and there are leftovers coming up right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
This is WMDX.
Get funky.
92.7 on your radio dial. You can also get us on the Civic Media app anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm. You can call us with a last-minute phone call here, 608-879-8255. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. Go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. You can take a hearing test there or set up an appointment. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, helping people change their lives by not just selling hearing aids, but improving the quality of life through better hearing. It's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Again, give them a call, 608-249-4077. That's 608-249-4077, Madison Hearing Aid Center.
All right, and here's something. ICE agents face 700% spike in assaults.
What?
As Antifa groups target their homes. You didn't know this, did you?
But Antifa? Where does this come from?
Breitbart seems to have a handle on all of this late information. Now, megas are blaming Antifa. We haven't heard that in a long time, so they thought, well, let's bring that one back.
Yeah.
Antifa. What? It must be Antifa. Them, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if they're wearing the masks. Mm. Anyway, they're blaming Antifa for incendiary comments about ICE agents, with some comparing these ICE agents to Nazis. Well, see, you know, that's why the 700% spike in assaults.
Wow.
Because Antifa knows where these people live.
Really?
Even though they're wearing masks and we don't know who they are.
And they have no identification. And they're not going to give up any identification.
But they're the targets now somehow.
Antifa.
Yeah. Hmm. I guess Joaquin Jeffries is also part of Antifa because last month he said every single one of them, and these are ICE agents, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, we will identify them. And I think, you know what? That's a great threat. We should threaten these individuals taking the law into their own hands, working for the fascists. We should threaten them.
Mm.
I think that's a good idea. No,
I
really think it is a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
Mm.
They're breaking the law. As far as we know, they're not identifying themselves. They're not getting court orders. Of course, all they need is a warrant from an ICE agent at headquarters to send them out and do this, but they don't even show those to people. They don't do anything. They don't help people out. And again, I think this is something that we should threaten them with. And if we threaten them that they'll eventually be held accountable for what they're doing, maybe they won't do it. You know, maybe that's the weapon that Democrats should be wielding at this point. Right.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if threatening ICE agents is something I'd want to do.
Well, you're not threatening them. I guess maybe you are. You're warning them, saying if they participate in these illegal actions, they're going to be held accountable to it.
Yeah. How are they going to be held accountable if we don't know who they are, though? I mean, Antifa knows who.
I'm fascinated by the fact that Antifa is all part of this, big threat. Oh, calling these agents, ICE agents, Nazis. Oh, boy. But you know what? Yeah. Antifa is anti-fascist.
Right.
And they always forget that.
Yeah.
They always forget it. They treat it like an acronym. And it's not.
Anti-fascist.
It's an anti-fascist group. Mm. And by the way, they're not organized. They don't have a headquarters anyplace. They just happen. When they're needed, they happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's the wonderful thing about Antifa.
Okay.
Or some people have said Antifa, right? I have a hard time adapting to that one.
Yeah. That's supposedly the correct pronunciation, but nobody says it that way, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know why they say it that way. Yeah. You can say it any way you want.
Okay.
I'm all for freedom of speech.
thank God you're there to hold up the banner for freedom of speech. we rely on you, John.
Yes. Well, because, you know, I'm there for you. Okay.
Thank God.
All right. I thought this was good. By the way, we're talking about great ideas, you know, maybe threatening these ICE agents, you know, with prosecution if they keep doing what they're doing when the Democrats take over. How about this? Okay. Judge orders a stop to immigration arrests in Southern California based on the lack of probable cause. I didn't think of that, but I thought this was a great angle to it. The judge ordered the DHS, they must stop all of these arrests because they don't have reasonable suspicion.
Yeah, that's
just
the phrase, reasonable suspicion.
So they're just going out arresting people, gathering people up, taking them away.
Yeah, sweeping them off the streets.
But they don't have any just cause, probable cause to do this.
Yeah, they're supposed to.
You would think, you know, or else you could just pick people up and take them away.
That's kind of what they're doing.
Like, by the way, they're doing that. Yeah. So I didn't think of this particular angle on it, but I do like it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we can threaten those ICE agents all we want. If they participate in these illegal actions, we're going to come back. We're going to come for you.
And the new budget bill has given them billions of dollars to expand ICE and to, you know, support them. And
it's going to get bigger.
More agents out there all over the USA.
We're going to have the military in every city, in every park, in every school. They're going to be just hanging out.
I don't think that's
going to be a way of life in this country.
That's not what people voted for. Right?
I don't know. You know, the Republicans have always liked militia groups, and I guess they kind of like the look of carrying a firearm on your side, walking down the sidewalk, threatening people.
Mm. The interesting times we live in. Yeah.
Well,
where does it
go
from here? Okay.
Well, we'll find out, right?
Tomorrow, we'll welcome Judy Davidoff in from Isthmus, find out what's happening, the latest issue, and also, of course, Mike McCabe will join us.
Yes.
Substack author, blogger. Yeah.
Explorer.
Yeah, that's right. That's going to do it for us. Stephanie Miller is right around the corner. We hope you have a great day. Get out and enjoy it. Talk to you in 22 hours.
All right. Sounds good.
So long.
See you later.
Mañana.
Hit the bricks.
Hasta luego. Bye-bye. Let's go drink.
Pink slips all around.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.